Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the third topic of Parshas Kisovoi. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that we have chosen Hashem to be our God and to keep His mitzvahs, and Hashem has chosen us to be His Am Segula and keep His mitzvahs. By the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Chavov, Posuk Tezayim. Hayoim haze adoyno yaluhecho metzavecho lasois es hachukim o'eile ves hamishpotim v'shomarto v'osiso isom b'chol levovecho u'v'chol nafshecho. Today Hashem is commanding you to do all the chukim and the mishpotim, and you must be careful to keep them with all of your heart and with all of your soul. Says Rashi, hayoim haze Hashem elokecho metzavecho. What does it mean? Hayoim hazeh, today Hashem commanded you. Enfert Rashi, bechol yoim yiyu beinecho chadoshim, kilu boi bayoim nitztaveisa aleim. Every day a person should approach a mitzvah as if this was the first day he was commanded to do this mitzvah, with the same excitement. V'shamarta v'osis oisom, the poshup shad is, be careful to keep them with all of your heart and with all of your soul. But Rashi darshins and connects it to the mitzvah of bikurim. Baskoin mevorchatoi, a baskoil gives him a brocha. Vishomarto, if you were vishomarto, do the mitzvah bikurim, a giver a brocha, vosisoisom, you'll do the same thing next year, you'll have another successful crop. Heviso bikurim ayoim, tishne leshano abo, do the same thing next year. Posog yud zayin, esaduinoi heemarto ayoim, lihiyois lechol elohim, veloleches bidrochov. V'lishmoy chukov, u'mitzvoysov, u'mishpotov, v'lishmoy abe koiloi, v'adoinoi emircho hayoim, v'hiyoish loy le'am esigulo k'asher diber loch, v'lishmoy kol mitzvoysov, u'lesitecho elyoin, al kol agoyim asher osolis hilo, u'leshem u'lesif ores, v'lihiyoishecho am kodosh, l'adoinoi eloihecho, Kasher Dibeir. The words He'emalto and He'emilcho, Rashi has two pshotim. Either it means, Es Hashem He'emalto Ayoim, you have separated Hashem from all other gods to be your God, and to go in His ways, and to keep all the chukim, mitzvahs, and mishpatim, and to listen to Him. And Hashem has separated you from all the other nations to be His special nation, as He has told you by Maimed Al Sinai v'isem niskula, and He has chosen you to keep His mitzvahs, and He has chosen you to put you above all the other nations. You'll have praise and fame and be glorious, and you should be a holy nation for Hashem, as He has told you above it. Then the Parshas Kedoshim, v'isem niskadoshim. That's Rashi's first pshat. Second pshat in He'emalto and He'emilcho, to take pride. Hashem has taken pride in you today that, I'm sorry, posuk yud zayin. You have taken pride in Hashem, namely by choosing Him as your God and going in His ways and keeping all His chukim, mitzvahs, and mishpotim and listening to Him, because you take pride in Him. And Hashem takes pride in you, that you are His special nation, as He has told you, and to keep all His mitzvahs, and to put you above all the other nations, etc. Says Rashi, I don't find such another word in Tanakh to tell me what it means. Says Rashi, from the context, to separate. You have separated Hashem from all the other from Avodah Zarah to be your God. And similarly, He separated you from all the other nations to be His special nation. Another pshat, and according to this, I do find a similar word. Glory, to take pride in. In the Shir Shal Yoim of Wednesday, we say that the Oivrei Aveiro, the Poyalei Oven, they take pride in what they do. Yisamru, that's the word He'emalto and He'emilcho. Kasher Dibaloch, where did Hashem tell us that we are an Am Segula? In Parshas Yisroi, before Matan Toiro. V'yisem Nisegula. V'lyoyitcho Am Kodosh, again Kasher Dibar, when was that? And then the Parshas Kedoshim, V'yisem Li Kedoshim. Adkan, the third topic of Parshas Kisovoi, Es Hashem he'emalto ayoim, v'Hashem he'emilcho ayoim. On to the fourth topic. You're about to cross the Yarden. Sefer Dvorim began on Rosh Chodesh Shvat and ends on Zayin Adar. Yeshua ben Nun brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan. We're holding now, more or less, about a month and a half before they're going to cross the Yalde. Instructions what to do when you cross the Yalde and take large stones and take them with you to Har Eivol, plaster them, write the whole Torah on them, build a mizbech on Har Eivol, and bring korbanos over there. Posuk Alev Vayitzav Moshe Vezikne Yisrael Es Ha'omli Moil Shamoir Es Kol HaMitzvot Asher Onoichi Mitzaveschem Hayoim. And Moshe and the elders of Klal Yisrael spoke to the nation saying, make sure to constantly keep all the mitzvahs that I am commanding you today. Says Rashi, Shomoir, don't say Shemoir. Namely, keep this mitzvah I'm about to tell you in the future. Rather, Shomoir, Loshen Hoive, the ever-present, the constant, constantly keep all the mitzvahs. Posuk Beis Vehoyo Bayoim Asher Tavru Es Hayarden El Horetz Asher Adonai Eloheinu Nosein Loch Vakeimo Iso Lecho Avonim Gedoy Lois Vesadto Isom Basid. On the day that you will be crossing the Yarden to enter the land that Hashem is giving you, you should erect large stones and plaster them with plaster or with lime. Says Rashi, the Poshup Shat in the Posuk, I would have said, it's talking about one set of stones. Says Rashi, there are two sets of stones over here. In the Yaldein, when it was split, in the Yaldein, erect stones, large stones. Besides for those stones, other stones. And build from those stones a Mizbeach in Har Evo. But says Rashi, there's a third set of stones, not mentioned in our Pasuk, but the Gemara and Soita darshes it from Sukkim and Sefer Yeshua. Two of them are mentioned in our Pasuk, namely, that's avonim, uknedar b'gilgol, we don't have that in our Pasuk, uknedar b'evol, that's what Rashi says, avonim acheros, avonim g'doylois, v'sato yis ha-masid. Kedisim ha-sech de-soito. Posuk Gimel vechosavto aleihen es kol divrei atiro azuis beovrecho leman asher tovo yelo oretz asher adoino yelo yecho noisein elecho eretz avaz cholov udvash kasher diber adoino yelo yeyavisecho loch. And on these stones that you'll bring to Har Eivol, write on them, after you plaster them with lime, write on them the whole Torah. And do this in order that you should come to the land that Hashem is giving you, a land that flows milk and honey, as Hashem spoke to your ancestors to give you. Even though at this point they would have already come to the land. But it means in order to stay in the land, to conquer it and settle it, you must do what I'm telling you. Posuk Daled Vehoyo Overchem as Yadein Tokimu Esu Avonim Hoele Asher Onichim Etzaveschem Ayoim Behar Eivol Vesanto Isom Basid. And when you will cross the Yaldein, you should erect these stones that you took out of the Yaldein that I'm commanding you today in Har Eivol, and you should plaster them with lime. Uvonisa shom mizbeach ladoino yaloihecho mizbeach avonim meloisonif alehim barzel. And Rashi told us before, out of those very stones, you should build a mizbeach made out of stones, but don't chisel them, don't carve them out with metal to make them smooth. Rather, avonim shleimois tivnes mizbeach ladoino yaloihecho vehalisa alovilois ladoino yaloihecho. They should be whole stones. You should build a mizbeach in Har Eivol from those stones you took out from some of the Yaldein, and bring korbanos oilo, which is completely burnt for Hashem, and v'zovachto shlomim v'ochalto shom v'somachto lifnei adonai Eloheicha, and also bring korbanos shlomim, we eat most of the meat, and you should rejoice there in front of Hashem. V'chosavto al ho'avonim es kol divrei atiro azois ba'er heitev. And you should write on those stones the entire Torah explained well. And what does that mean, says Rashi? B'shivim loshoin. In 70 languages. Says the Sizeh HaChomim, the purpose of this is in order that the Goyim, the Umay Sa'olam, should be able to copy from it what it says in the Torah. For what purpose do the Umay Sa'olam need to copy down what it says in the Torah? Any idea? Posuk tez vayedaber Moshe ve'akoyanim al v'yim al kol Yisrael le'mor haskeis ushma Yisrael ayoyim azen hiyeh iso le'om ladoino yaloyhecho. And Moshe and the Kehanim who come from Shevet Levi told the entire Klal Yisrael as follows. Haskeis, says Rashi, ketargumoi. Targum says atseis. Atseis means pay attention and listen, Klal Yisrael. Today you have become a nation to Hashem. And Rashi's bothered by what happened today. Today they became a nation. Says Rashi, b'chol yoyim yiyu b'inecho kilu ayoyim boso'im b'bris. Every day, a Yid should wake up feeling special. Today, I have a covenant with Hashem. V'shomato b'kuil adoino yaloyhecho v'osiso es mitzvisov v'es chukov asher onechim etzavecho hayoyim. And listen to what Hashem tells you to do and keep His mitzvahs and His chukim that I am commanding you today. Adkan, the fourth topic of Parshas Kisovoi, taking the Avonim Gdoilois out of the Yaldein and making them into a Mizbeach and Har Evol, plastering it with lime and writing the entire Torah on those stones. On to the fifth topic, the Maimar Abrochois V'Aklolois and Har Grizim and Har Evol. We were told about this at the beginning of Parshas Re'ei, and here we're being told more details about it. Har Grizim and Har Evol, in Parshas Re'i, the Torah tells us it's next to Eloinei Moire. Rashi over there told us, next to Shechem. Shechem is in a valley between these two mountains. You have Har Evol on the north side of the valley of Shechem, and you have Agrizim on the south side of this valley of Shechem. Posuk Yud Aleh, Vayitzav Moshe es ha'om, Vayom ha'hu le'mor. And Moshe commanded the nation on that day, saying, Eile yamdu levorich es ha'om al har gerizim be'ovrechem es ha'ardein Shim'oine ve'levi v'yehuda v'yisachor v'yosef u'vinyamin Ve'eile yamdu al ha'kelolo b'har Evol Reuven egod v'osher u'zvulun don v'naftoli Ve'onu ha'levi'im v'omeru el kol ish Yisrael koil rom. Although the Pasuk says, Eile yamdu levorech es ha'om al har gerizim, and it would sound like the following Shvatim are standing at har gerizim, and they are the ones giving the bracha, blessing, Rashi will tell us that's not what's happening. Rather, the Pasuk means, Eile yamdu al har gerizim bovechem es ha'arde. The following Shvatim will stand on har gerizim when you cross the Yarden, and they are these six Shvatim, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin. The way to remember that is, it's all the B'nai Leah, except for the first and last, Reuven and Zvulun, and the B'nai Rachel. These are the six Shvatim standing on Har Gerizim. And Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us, the following six Shvatim stand on Har Evol. And they are, Reuven, God, V'Oshel, Zvulun, Don Naftoli, namely the first and last of the B'nai Leah, Reuven and Zvulun, and the B'nai Shvachos. For some reason, I don't know why, the Torah separates Reuven and Zvulun, although they're brothers from the mother. But these are the six Shvatim on Har Evol. And then, says Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Levim, who are in the middle, namely in the valley of Shechem, between these two mountains, they are going to be the ones giving the brachos and the klolos. We're about to see in the following Pesukim 11 specific arurim and one general one. And before each one came a baruch. So 11 specific baruchs and one general one. And the way it works was, the Levim faced Har Gerizim and they said, Baruch Ha'ish, etc. And then everyone said, Amen. And then they turned to Har Evol and they said, Baruch Ha'ish, etc. And everyone said, Amen. As we'll see the Seder in Rashi. Says Rashi, Pasuk Yud Beis, Levorech es ha'om k'disa mechaser ha'soito. How did it work? Shisha Shvotim olu l'roish har grizim, v'shisha l'roish har evol, v'akohanim v'alevim, v'horoy lemato be'emtza. Hovchu levim, p'neyem klapi har grizim. The levim faced har grizim, u'poschu bebrocho. Baruch ha'ish, asher lo yaseh pesel u'maseicho. Ve'elu vo'elu, oinim omen. The entire klal Yisrael on both mountains all answered omen. Chozru vo'ofu pneim klapi ar-eval, uposru beklalo. And that's the posuk we have right over here in posuk tezvov. Ve'oimrim, oru ro'ish asher yase pesel u'maseicho. And everyone answered omen. V'chein kulam ad oru asher lo yokim. All the arurim worked this way. First started off with a boruch facing ha-grizim, and then with an oru facing ha-eval. And you're probably wondering, how could Rashi say, Ve'akoyhanim ve'alevim ve'orin lemato be'emtza, when Pasuk Yud Beis says, Mefurash, Eile yamdu levorach azom al ha'grizim, and one of the shvatim is Shevet Levi. So where is Shevet Levi? Is he on ha'grizim, or is he in the valley, in the middle? That is an excellent question asked by the Baraisa in the Gemara and Soto Adaf Lamed Zayin, and there are a couple of terutzim over there. Rab Lezer ben Yankiv says that the Ziknei Kohuna Velevia, the elders, were down in the middle, and the rest of the Shevet were up on Hagrizim. Rabbi Yoshia says, those eligible to do Avoida in the Mishkan, Leshores, namely from ages 30 to 50, they were down, and the rest were on top of the mountain. Rebbe over there has a third Teretz, take a look, and Soita Daflam and Zion. And Tosfos brings down, Yerushalmi, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon was, that it's the Kohanim who come from Shevet Levi who are in the middle, and the rest of Shevet Levi was up on the mountain. And now let us see the 11 specific Arurim, which ends with the 12th general Arur. But remember, before every Arur came a Baruch facing Agrizim, and then the Arur facing Har Evel. Posuk tezvov arur ho'ish asher yaseh feselu maseicho toyavas adoinoi maseh yedei chorosh v'som basoser v'onu chol ho'om v'omeru amen. Cursed is the person who makes a pesel maseicha, a statue for avodah zarah, something that Hashem is disgusted by. He makes it with a ma'aseh de chorosh, a craftsman. The somba says that he put it in hiding so nobody should see about it. He is cursed. Ve'onu chol ha'om, on both mountains, everybody answers, amen. Aru makle aviv ve'imoy ve'omar kol ha'om, amen. Cursed is the person who shows disrespect to his father and his mother. And the whole klal Yisrael answers, amen. Says Rashi Makle Ovi Mezalzel, Loshen V'Niklo Achicho. Posuk Yud Zayin Aru, Masig Gevul Re'ehu, V'Omar Kol Ha'om, Amen. Cursed is the one who changes the fence, the border, between his friend and his friend's, between his field and his friend's field. Stealing Kalka. We saw in Parshas Kiseitzi last week. An extra lab, besides Loi Sigzel, Loi Sasi Gevul Re'acho. V'Omar Kol Ha'om, Amen. Says Rashi, Masig Vul Machziru El Achoyrov. You push the fence backwards. V'goyin Eves Akalka, Loshen V'Husag Ochoyl. Posuk Yud Ches Arur, Mashge Iver Badorech, V'Omar Kol Ha'om, Amen. Cursed is the person who misdirects the blind. V'Omar Kol Ha'om, Amen. Says Rashi, not only physically, but also figuratively. Mashge Iver Asumu Badovar, V'Mashiyo Yitzaro. Somebody who is blind in a certain topic and he's asking for an Eitzah, and you misdirect him with a bad Eitzah, an Eitzah that's not good for him. Cursed is the one who perverts the judgment of a Geir Yosef and Almono. Cursed is the one who is mezana with his father's wife. He uncovered the cloak of his father. When a person is married, it's called a knaf, because he meant to clothe his wife, like Rus tells Boyas, uforasta knofech olam osecho. And a person uncovers that. That's a kinui for sheichev im eishes oviv. Aru sheichev im kol behemo v'omar kol ha'om amein. Cursed is the one who sleeps with an animal. V'omar kol ha'om amein. Cursed is the one who sleeps with his sister, whether they share a father, whether they share a mother. Cursed is the one who sleeps with his mother-in-law. Cursed is the one who sleeps with his mother-in-law. Cursed is the one who strikes his friend in hiding. Says Rashi, this is referring to our Lashon Hara Uoimel. That's what Lashon Hara is. You speak negatively about somebody behind his back, you're striking him in hiding. Pozuk Chof Hei, O Lekeach Shoichad Lakoyis Nefesh Dam Noki V'Omar Kol Ha'om, Amen. Cursed is the one who takes a bribe in order to kill an innocent person. That's not Chayav Misa. V'Omar Kol Ha'om, Amen. Says Rashi, we counted 11 Arurim. Ro'isi B'Yisoydeh Shel Rav Moshe Adarshon. 11 Arurim Yesh Kan Keneged 11 Shvotim. Why not 12? There are 12 Shvotim. Zogt Rav Moshe Adarshon, Ucheneged Shimon Loikos Av Oru. Lefi Shelo Yehoyo Bili Belev Orucho Lefnei Moisei Keshabir Ashar Shvotim. Later on in Parsha Zois HaBrocho, Shimon will not be getting a Brocho like the other Shvotim. And therefore, Lochein Lekach Lirotzo Lekaloloi. He didn't want to have an Oru Keneged Shimon. He's not getting a brocha. He shouldn't get a klolo either. And now to the general oru, which again was prefaced by a general baruch. Pasuk chavov. Oru asher lo yokim et divrei ha-Torah hazois la'asois oisom ve'omar kol ha'om amen. Cursed is the one who does not keep the Torah. Ve'omar kol ha'om amen. As Rashi Asher Lo Yokim Kan Kol Alas Kol HaTorah Kulo VeKiblu Aleihem BeOlo VeShvua, Klal Yisrael accepted it upon themselves with an Olo, a curse, and a Shvua, a swearing. By saying Omein, they're accepting this curse that comes along with the swear. Swearing to keep the entire Torah. Ad Kan, the fifth topic of Parashas Kisovoi, the Maimad of the Brochis and Klolois and Agrizim and Arevil. On to the sixth topic, the brochoi that Klal Yisrael we are intended to get if we keep the mitzvahs. Ve'hoyo imeshamoya tishma bekoil adonai Elohecha v'shmor la'asoyis es kol mitzvahisav asher onichim etzavecho hayoyim unesonecho adonai Elohecha elyoin al kol goyei ha'oretz. If you will listen to Hashem and keep all of His mitzvahs that I am commanding you today, Hashem will put you above all the other nations of the world. All the brochos that we're about to see will go after you, they will chase you, if you will listen to Hashem. You will be blessed in the city and you will be blessed in the fields. Baruch b'rivit necho ufri ad mosecho ufri v'emtecho shgar alofecho v'ashterois tzoynecho. Blessed will be the fruits of your womb and the fruits of your land and the fruits of your animals. Shgar alofecho, alofecho is referring to cattle. Shgar is what the animal, the female animal, sends forth from her womb, her children, and the flocks of your sheep and goat. Says Rashi, Shgar alofecho v'lodois bekorcho, the children of your cattle, shabeim mishageres mime'er, that the animal sends forth from her innards, from her womb. V'ashteroiz tzeinecho ketargumoi, Targum says, edrei onoch, which means the flocks of your sheep and goat. V'rabiseinu amru, lomo nikro shmon ashtorois, what's ashtorois mean? Adrash, Shema'ashirois es ba'aleyen u'machazikois oison. They make their owners rich and they make them strong. Ashtorois halolu shein shloim chazokim. Ashtorois is big stone mountains which are strong. So Ashtorois tzeinecho, they make their owners rich and strong. Pozuk hei baruch tanacho u'mish'artecho. Rashi has two pshotim. Either tanacho means a fruit basket, like we had above in Parshas Bikurim, Sam Tov Vatene, u'mish'artecho is referring to the kli that you knead the dough in. That's what the words literally mean. But of course the kavanah is that the fruits in the basket will be benched, and the dough in the kli will have a bracha in it. That's Rashi's first pshat. Second pshat, tanacho is referring to the content in the basket that have holes in them, namely fluid content like wine and oil that you have to sift through in order that the sediments stay behind and you get pure wine, pure oil. And mish'artecho is referring to the contents of a basket that don't ooze out anything solid. So the first shot is talking about the basket and the kli itself. That's what the word literally means. And the second pshat is teaching it the content of the basket and the content inside the Mish'eres. Says Rashi, Baruch Tanacho, Peroisecho, the fruits of the basket. Tovoracher, Tanacho, Dovorlach, Shata Mesana Basalim, the liquid that you sift through the basket. Umishaltecho, and the second pshat means, Tovor Yovesh, Shenisha Bakli, Ve'enoizov, that stays in the kli and doesn't ooze out, it's a solid. Posuk vav, Baruch atah bevayecha, uvaruch atah betzeisecha. You'll be blessed when you go out, and you'll be blessed when you come in. Going out of where, coming in from where? So Pashtus, I would have said, these are two separate things. When you go out to the field, or when you go out to war, or go out to business, and when you come back from the field, from war, from the business. But Rashi learns not that way. Kuri Rashi is a drash. Rashi connects the two. It's not two brachas, it's one bracha. Baruch atah b'vayecha u'baruch atah b'tzeisecha. Shtei yitzioscha min ha'olam, leaving this world, b'loichet, kibiyoscha l'olam, just like when you came to this world. When you came to this world, you're without a chet. You'll leave the world also without a chet. The Sivsa Chachamim says that Rashi darshan the pasuk this way is because if it's like I said, so first you go out to the field, you go out to war, you go out to the business, and then you come back. And the Torah wrote it in the reverse. That's a Rashi Darshan. Just like when you came into this world, you without a chet, that came first. So too, you will leave this world without a chet. But the question is, what shayach to give a bracha about that? We know Hakol b'idei Shamayim, chutz mi yirat Shamayim. Hashem doesn't get involved in our bechira. That a person will choose whether he will leave this world without a chet. Any idea? Posuk Zayin, obviously you have to skip the Aliyah of Shishi and Pshat. Yitein Adoino yes oyevecho akomim olecho nigofim lefonecho bederech echod yeitzeu eilecho v'shiv'o derochim yonusu lefonecho. Hashem will put the enemies that are coming to attack you defeated in front of you. They'll come towards you to attack in one way, but they're going to run away in seven ways. That's the derech is. When people run away, when they're being defeated, they get dispersed. Says, when they're panicking to run away, they get scattered to all directions. Hashem will send a bracha in your granaries and in all your endeavors, and He will bless you in the land that Hashem is giving you. Hashem will establish you as a holy nation, as He swore to you. This will happen when you will keep the mitzvahs of Hashem and go in His ways. V'ra'u kol amei ha'oretz ki shem adonai nikra lecha v'yare'u mimecha. And all the nations of the world will see and realize that Hashem's name is associated with you, and they will fear you, they will be in awe of you. V'ho yisircha adonai le'toiva b'fri v'itnecha u'v'fri v'emtecha u'v'fri admosecha al ha'adomo asher nishba adonai la'avoisecha. Hashem will give you an advantage for the better over all the other nations of the world in the fruit of your wombs, in the fruit of your animals, in the fruit of your land. And even if something bad happens in the world, a plague or a hunger or a famine, you will be spared from it. Alo Adomo, on the land that Hashem has promised to give to your ancestors, to give you. Posuk Yud Beis, Yiftach Adonai Lecho es oitzor oyatoi vesashomayim loseis metar artzecho beitoi ulevoreich eis kol masiodecho vilvisa goyim rabim veato loisilve. Hashem will open up for you His good treasures. And what is in His treasures? Es hashomayim, the sky. Loseis metar artzecho beitoi, to give the rain of your land in its time, and to bench you in all your endeavors, and you will be the one lending goyim, but you will not have to borrow from them. ונסנחו אדוני לראש ולוי לזנוב והייסו רק למעלו ולא יסיהיה למותו כי תשמע למצוויס אדוני אלוהיך אשר אנכי מצווך היום לשמור ולעשות.
And you will be, Hashem will make you the leader of the nations, not the followers. You will be on top of them and not subservient to them. When will all this happen? When you will listen to the mitzvot of Hashem that I am commanding you today to be careful to keep all the mitzvot.
ולא יסוסו מכל הדבורים אשר אנכי מצווכם היום יומין ושמאל לא לכס אחרי אלוהים אחרים לעובדם.
Continuing the previous pasuk, when will all these brachas happen? Kisishma, when you will listen to the mitzvot Hashem that I am commanding you today, and you will not go astray, right or left, from everything I am commanding you today to be oved avodah zarah. Because once you go astray to be oved avodah zarah, says the Ramban, all your mitzvot are meaningless. Adkan, the sixth topic of Parashas Kisavoy, the brachos that are intended for us if we keep the mitzvot.